You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is our Kansas City Chiefs insider, Nick Athan. You can read Nick's insights on ChiefsBlitz.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chiefs Insider. And we're delighted he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Nick, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back
on
the show.
Hey, Chris and Bob, man, it's an absolute pleasure. I love you guys to death. I'm having fun watching the Chiefs, and I'm having more fun being with you guys, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
We appreciate that, Nick.
So, Nick, I'm guessing you're like everybody else, blown away by what you've seen so far from Pat Mahomes. Are you excited? Are you cautiously optimistic? How do you feel about what you've seen so far from him and the Chiefs?
You know, initially I was cautiously optimistic. You know, obviously excited. You know, when they go in San Diego and they go to Pittsburgh, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, man, it's just okay. It's just rookie luck. And then it just kind of kept going and going and going. And you know, they had a hiccup in New England, but. Listen, Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. I knew very early on the Chiefs were interested in him. I was hoping they'd trade up. It's really never been their cup of tea. They've never been that aggressive in a draft, but they took him. They jettisoned Al Smith, and right now, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I mean, you're living a dream. You got Madden Football Live. You see every Sunday, and it's just he is so rare. He is so different. He's probably the smartest quarterback I've seen come in the NFL, probably since John Elway, probably the most talented since Brett Favre, but I did not expect that, I'm going to be honest with you, as much as I'm a Chiefs homer, no way did I think in year two, the first half of the season, that he'd be 7-1.
When you look around, though, Nick, defense might be a little concerning for the Chiefs. Next to last in average yards allowed per game, 29th in passing yards allowed, 25th against the run. You would think if they're going to make a deep run into January or potentially February, they got to fix the defense.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they will get Justin Houston back. They're all-pro linebacker. He'll be back probably in a couple of weeks. Eric Berry will probably return after the bye week, after Thanksgiving. Daniel Sorensen, their starting safety from last year as well, he should be back in another week or so. So they're going to get some help. I mean, fortunately, they've had some young guys. Breland Sparks played really well at defensive end, and you know, they've gotten some help. The D-Ford has had a, you know, terrific season, a guy who really has struggled for the first 4 years. You know, if those guys come back healthy and if they can just maybe make two more stops a game, one in each half, you know, that might be more than enough that Patrick Mahomes needs to get the ball again and, you know, average that 35 to 40 points. If they continue to do that, yeah, I think the chances are they can probably outscore everybody and then hopefully fix the defense next year when they're going to have a plethora of cap space to be able to be extremely aggressive in free agency. But you're right. They're going to have to make stops, and they have done a better job of it over the last 3 to 4 weeks, you know, since that Patriots loss. And it'll be interesting to see how they react this weekend at Cleveland. They got Carolina, then the big showdown on Monday night against the Rams. That's when we're really going to know. Deficiency-wise, you know, what the Chiefs are going to have to improve upon, you know, the remainder of the season. But it is a big concern.
And, Nick, one of the surprises to me about the Chiefs has been Sammy Watkins, boy, a guy that looks like maybe he's found an avenue to revive his career. He's becoming the kind of wide receiver I think people thought that the Bills were going to get when they drafted him back in 2014 in the first round. But your thoughts, what you're seeing from Watkins and how he's fitting into this Chiefs offense?
You know, I never thought it was a risky move. I know they gave him $45 million, you know, 3-year deal, pretty much all of it guaranteed. And, you know, I think he has the ability to eventually be the go-to guy in the offense. I mean, I know you got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and, you know, they've got some good receivers, but he is just the guy. He's just, how do you cover him? If you do a short pass, you know, he can just run like a running back. If you do a long pass, he's got the deep speed. For the first time in his career, he's actually comfortable. He's in an offense that makes sense. And there was no pressure on him to be the guy. I mean, when you've got playmakers, you know, including Hunt on the field as well, when you got three playmakers on the field and you're coming in, you don't have to have those expectations and think, okay, I got to do everything. He does it. He just has to be part of it. He got off a little slow. You know, he had 2 touchdowns last weekend. To me, I think he's going to be the ultimate X factor for this offense. Once he gets more comfortable, you know, because Andy Reid's playbook is thick. I mean, it's thick. And there's a lot of parts and pieces to it. And he hasn't had the time to work with Patrick Mahomes, you know, as some of the other guys have last year, you know, in practices and in that final game last year when Patrick played against the Broncos. So to me, he's the wild card. If he continues to excel and he continues to get the ball in open space, you're going to see the Sammy Watkins that we all saw in college, who just never fit in at Buffalo, had some issues in Los Angeles. I thought this was the Chiefs actually their best free agent move. You know, add to your strength, and that's exactly what they did. But to me, I don't even think we've come close to seeing what Watkins is going to bring to this offense over the next, you know, 2 to 3 months.
Bob, questions for Nick?
It's great to speak with you again, Nick. And I want to get you more of your opinion on the first matchup between Kansas City and New England. I think most football insiders kind of picked that kind of game. It was right on here. I think the three of us picked it all around that score. We knew it was going to be high scoring. Kind of, these are the 1-1A teams of the AFC. But what did you take out of that game, Nick?
Well, I mean, I thought considering that somehow the Patriots didn't have any penalties, which was rare. They never punted, which was rare. And this is a 3-point game. And if this had gone 5 quarters, I think the Chiefs would have pulled it out. But the fact that they came back and they scored as quickly as they did, I mean, it was a fun game to watch. If you're an NFL purist and you like high scoring games, you clearly have two of maybe the top three or four offenses in the National Football League, you know, going back and forth. You've got the old man and the young kid, and both of them are playing, you know, a high level of football. But for me as a Chiefs fan, you know, defensively they didn't play well. They certainly had even more injuries then than they do now. And I think that you have to look at, you know, can they shore up the differences when they meet in, you know, round two, whether that's in Kansas City or New England. But I think the biggest thing I took out of this is the Chiefs don't fear the Patriots. You know, a lot of teams going. Surprised that the Chiefs' attitude was, hey, you know, even playing well in the first half, they're down some points. Came in the second half, and they just kept scoring and putting on Tom Brady's company. So, listen, I think the rematch is going to be, it's going to be exciting. I give the edge to Kansas City in either location, only because I think their offense ultimately is going to be better. And I think the Mahomes factor is, you know, if he does spectacular and he gets a lead, I think this defense will make enough stops. But I thought it was the best game of the season so far. And maybe the Rams Chiefs games will be better. But for the Chiefs, go in there and play as well as they did, to put up that many points in 2 consecutive seasons with 2 different quarterbacks, that tells me that you know, they're up for the challenge in the rematch.
And Nick, the last I heard, I believe it was Tyreek Hill might be a little banged up, and the speed at which that guy plays the game, besides Mahomes, obviously. Hill and Hunt are guys that you'd have to have on the field. Is there a concern there that if one of these guys go down, the team might just not score enough?
Well, I mean, you know, it's possible. I mean, he really didn't do a whole lot last week against the Broncos. You know, missed one long catch, and he really wasn't able to accelerate. You know, he's got a minor injury. They did hold him out today. I mean, he may not play this weekend against Cleveland. You know, it's not a bad thing to give him a break. You know, he's just been Mr. Instant Offense, but you know, they got Marcus Robinson from Florida. He's played really well. There's Marcus Robinson. You know, I like his game. The Watkins is stepping up. You know, they still have Kelsey. I mean, you know, they can put guys in there that they can do a comparable job, but, I'm not too concerned about it. I'd rather make sure these guys are healthy, you know, for the postseason. Hey, I want to keep winning. They should beat in Cleveland. It's probably the most dysfunctional franchise in the NFL at the moment, but those are also the kind of games that, you know, if you're an NFL team, you're going in there, you better put the throttle down right away because.
Seems like we might have lost Nick's signal there, Bob.
Yeah, a little choppy, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get Nick back on the line with us here before long. But, you know, Bob, when I think about a Kansas City Chiefs team that has started out the last couple of seasons on fire, 5-0 last year, on fire again this year, and obviously we like what we've seen so far. From the quarterback, it's unbelievable what this offense can do. When you look at Pat Mahomes, when you look at Tyreek Hill, when you look at a rejuvenated Sammy Watkins, this is a high-powered offense that if they could just put a little bit of defense together, the Chiefs could really make some noise, make a deep run into January, if not into February.
I think so, Chris, and I think it all comes down, and it seems like a cliche, but who's healthier at the end? He mentioned some of the weapons they have. I mean, they're very comparable, obviously, to New England, and, you know, Gronkowski's always banged up, and it depends on, but, you know, a guy like Kelce and Gronkowski, they kind of, they cancel each other out, but you have these guys like Hill and Hunt. If these guys are in good shape come January, Chris, that's going to be the difference. You know, it's a long season. It's almost like pitching staffs in baseball. Who's around at the end? And in NFL, the way it's played these days, Chris, anything can happen, and the rosters can change at an instant. So it's all about who might be healthy. That these teams are that good where you really can't say one is much better than the other.
We've got Nick back on the line with us. Nick, One more question for you before we let you go, and wanted to get your thoughts on Jamaal Charles. Looks like his playing career is probably over. Yeah. He's hinted at retirement after the Jaguars released him. If he's done, he ends his career as the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher. Where does he fit on the list of best players in Chiefs history?
Ooh, that's a really good question. You know, I probably would put him in the top 10. I nicknamed him Superman. He just did things, was so consistent for such a long period of time. I remember, you know, he was in Todd Haley's doghouse when he came in his rookie season, or second year, and he just overcame that and just excelled after that. And listen, I thought the stuff that he did, you know, in the red zone in particular, his ability to run, to catch, he was a terrific blocker. I mean, he was probably, I mean, I'm an Ed Podolak guy, and I loved Ed, and he was probably, you know, one of the most well-versed, well, all-around player. But to me, Charles, definitely top 10 all-time Chiefs, was I think, one of their best running backs they've ever had. I think Hunt's probably going to ultimately break his records. But, you know, it's sad, you know, when you just don't have it anymore, and you know, you were such a great player for such a long time, but, you know, I think he was averaging, 5.6 yards, 5.7 yards a carry, chasing Jim Brown's record. The guy just was instant, you know, instant 5 yards, 7 yards, and he was a game break. And he was kind of like Marcus Allen. He just gave Marcus Allen just a little bit of opening. Jamaal Charles was the same way. And what's remarkable about Charles's career is he didn't really play behind a great offensive line. I mean, the Chiefs' offensive line, you know, were pretty weak at the time that he was at his peak, but he made it work anyway. And to me, that's what separates him from a lot of the other running backs that have been in Kansas City. But definitely, definitely all time, I would put him in my top 10.
Nick, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you're doing? Remind them about your website and how they can follow you on social media as well.
Yeah, it's chiefsblitz.com is our website. You can follow me at Chiefs Insider. And we do our best. We've got a great crew of writers. We've got some newbies in the business that we've been able to cultivate and turn into some pretty good writers. And, you know, we're just fans at the end of the day. That's what we are. But for me, let's hope we go to Atlanta this year, because I'm definitely going. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nick, thanks so much for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. We'd love to catch up with you again a little bit later on this season. See where the Chiefs are at. See what your thoughts are. It's always great having you here. That's Chiefs Insider Nick Athan. His last name is spelled A-T-H-A-N. Again, it's at Chiefs Insider on Twitter. And like I say, it's Chiefs Blitz is the name of the website, and at Chiefs Insider is his Twitter handle. When Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Here are two more great stories about guys that are doing great things out there in their communities. We're going to do that, then we're going to wrap up the show all on the other side of these words about the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and DP Quality Foods.